Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, Linda's on her way to, Reno, with a couple of her girlfriends. So, I'm sure they'll have a good time, and I'm batching it. Me and Buford. Okay, hey, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, the 4th of September, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's here. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Waking up here.
Yeah. Got your assistant in there? Yep. And assistant producer is sitting in there, too.
I'm going to throw him on here in a little bit.
Uh-oh. Okay. Right, he can handle it.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of you that took a month to, months to train every day for 6 hours, I think he can pick it up in, 2 days and 30 minutes.
So, I agree.
Okay. Now, is there a special day out there?
You know, I don't know. Do they still have newspaper carriers?
Not around here, but I'm sure there are in some places.
It's National Newspaper Carrier Day.
Wow. I remember a lot of my friends.
The Lost Art.
Yeah. But, that's the way they made their money. And then adults took it over, and then now they've started, Record Searchlight mails. Mails out their Sunday edition. We get it on Saturday. Kind of defeats the purpose of having your Sunday paper.
I had a newspaper route.
Did you?
And it taught me a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a great story about that. I'll tell you during the break. Somebody in achieving because of his newspaper route. So, hey, today sunny and hot with a high near 100, but tonight around 64. Now it starts cooling off, my friends, and for tomorrow, 93, Saturday, 89, Sunday, 85. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers, and Monday, a chance of showers with a high near 81. And my gosh, a chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with the high on Tuesday being 78 and Wednesday 75. What's going on here? Anyway, but today it's still going to be near 100, so be aware. Make sure you hydrate. And it looks like it's going to be some good weather. We're getting some rain and cooler temperatures. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been doing this around 30 years. Third generation of the Kenny family is working at that great business. Really take care of their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Just outstanding customer service. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And on the phone, I have Brian Reisinger. Tell me how to pronounce that, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Carl. It's Brian Reisinger, like the farmer rising for chores in the morning.
Reisinger, okay. Now, people are going, well, who's this guy? Well, he sent me an email, and you're going to be in town here tomorrow, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be in town speaking tomorrow, actually 10 a.m. Saturday at Shop Around the Corner Books.
Okay, now, let's talk about your book. And I'm really big into ranching and agriculture. I'm a long-term reader of Range magazine and believe everything I read in it. Are you familiar with Range magazine?
I am a little bit, yeah. We read Hordes Derriman where I'm from, but, similar idea.
Okay. Well, before we get into, your book and everything, let's talk a little bit about you. So, I don't even know where you're located at.
Yeah. Well, we live down in the Sacramento area, but okay. Where I'm originally from is the Midwest, and I grew up on a fourth generation family farm there, and I go back and forth between there and, in Northern California here. And I write about our way of life, our farms that are disappearing in California and all across the country and the rural issues that are affecting daily life and affecting our food and more.
And your book is called Land Rich, Cash Poor, which is probably a good way of describing a lot of farms and ranches out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I grew up in a place where, you know, we had a good middle-class living. My dad was able to help me get through school. I also worked at newspapers and for him and other things to get through there. But that middle-class living for so many farms and farms like ours are slipping away. Small farms are disappearing. Farms of all sizes are struggling. It's harder to make money these days. And that's been going on for decades. So with the book, what we wanted to do is answer the question of why. Because I grew up knowing they were disappearing, not knowing why. And so we weave our family story from the Great Depression to today, stories of survival that all farm families up in your area know well. And we weave that with the issues that are driving the disappearance of our farms. You know, why is that happening? And try to undercover the truth about it.
Well, the one of the things that I go on several events a year, but one I was gone for about 4 days and was around up here in Modoc County. And you're probably familiar with Modoc. Heavy cattle ranching and farms up there. And we were talking about, I mean, a lot of the things that they're facing. And, you know, people, you know, of course, the big subject right now is wolves. But a lot of things they're facing is mismanagement by BLM and forestry. That it impacts on them. They're doing what, you know, the ranchers are doing what they are supposed to do to keep in the land. Keeping water there and all this, but BLM's not taking on their side of it, and it's become a real problem.
Yeah. You know, whether it is the government not managing the resource properly in a way that allows farmers and ranchers to do their thing, whether it is wolves, we have that issue back home where I'm from in Wisconsin too, endangering cattle and sometimes even, you know, kids and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, we need our farmers and ranchers to have the freedom to be able to do what they need to do to work their land. And unfortunately, whether it's government problems, whether it is economic crises over the decades, or whether it is technological change, leaving too many farmers behind, farms and ranchers behind, we've had just one reason or another now for decades. You know, we've actually been losing, Carl, 45,000 farms per year on average for a century, 45,000 a year.
And why is it, Brian?
You know, the biggest reasons for it are that the people in the policy positions don't necessarily know what's going on with our farms on the ground and then how that connects to our food supply. So when we have a crisis like the Great Depression or the farm crisis in the 1980s, my dad lived through, so many people here lived through as well, you know, we make the wrong decisions about how to handle that crisis, and it ends up making it harder, making it worse. So there's a big push toward just get big or get out. And, you know, some of those farms and ranches are getting bigger just to make it. Others have to get out because they can't find a way to get bigger, or they want to find another path. And that relentless push toward get big or get out is what has made so many challenges. And it affects, you know, of course, rural America and small town communities and farms. But it also affects us all because it affects the price of our food, the health of our food. You can't wipe out farms at 45,000 a year in California and other states across the country and not affect every single American dinner table with higher prices or other issues.
I don't think people realize that, you know, I mean, you hear these stupid jokes about, you know, oh, why do you have to raise cattle like that? Why don't you just get your beef down at the store like everybody else? I mean, it's stupid, but in many ways it's true. They have no concept of where their food comes from, and we're not just talking beef or pork or lamb or chicken. We're talking all your vegetables, and we feed the United States to feed the world, but we're in this constant crisis of encroachment on agricultural lands, changes in each administration about what you can do on BLM or forest lands. And it just becomes tough on those ranchers and farmers, in my opinion.
You're right. You're absolutely right, and they're facing higher prices. Fertilizer.
You're fading out, buddy. You're fading out. Get closer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me all right, Carl?
Yeah, I can now, but you're starting to fade there.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you know, they're facing higher prices, seed, fertilizer, energy, all of it, and the prices that they get don't necessarily keep pace, you know, and you're absolutely right about the problem. You know, I joke with people who think their food comes from a store. I say, hey, when I was a little kid, I thought the chocolate milk came from the brown cows, too. No. You know, I had to spend a little time working with my dad to understand
it was different. Wait a minute. You mean it doesn't? No, no, I can understand that. Hey, I'm here with Brian Okay, I'm going to try it. Reisinger.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. He has written a book called Land Rich, Cash Poor, and it's been it was named Book of the Year by the Farm Foundation. It was in the C-SPAN Author Series, Most Important Book in 2024. I mean, these are big things. I mean, these are big accolades for a book that you wrote. And when we come back, we want to learn, learn a little bit more about our farming. But then you are going to be speaking here in Redding, so we want to talk about that too. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Hey, by the way, we're working on those towers. We've got a tower and two stations out of it down here. And we've been working on that. They were both back up this morning. Not the, it's two AM stations on it, ours and Mike Quinn's. But then, we've been having problems with in the duplex in there. So we're going to be off and on the air here for the next few days till we get this thing finally fixed, till we get the engineers up here.
For the AM.
For the AM. If you can still listen FM and you can still listen to the stream, it doesn't affect them. It's just the stuff that's happening on the AM tower, and we're getting that worked out. Hey, our guest today is Brian Reisinger, who wrote Land Rich, Cash Poor, Book of the Year, named Book of the Year by the Farm Foundation, was a C-SPAN author series, most important book in 2024. Has gotten positive reviews across the country, and he's going to be in town on Saturday. And where's that going to be at, Brian?
Yeah, that's going to be down there at Shop Around the Corner Books at 1430 Butte Street at 10 a.m. tomorrow, or excuse me, 10 a.m. Saturday.
Okay.
A couple blocks away from here.
Yeah, just right now. And how, you're going to be what? Talking about the book, of course, but is it going to be other things included?
Yeah, you know, what I do is I come and talk about, you know, what are the issues that are driving the disappearance of our farms and how does that affect us? Our food supply, price of food, health of food, our environment, you know, all kinds of issues, mental health issues, and sharing family stories. We tell some pretty honest stories about farm accidents and tough weather and all kinds of things from the Depression. And it, really what I do is I share a little bit, and then I invite people to do Q&A. And we always have a rollicking discussion about everything and anything that is affecting our farms and our food.
Isn't one of the problems that we're facing with our farms and ranches is that the kids being raised in such, it's a work-intensive environment and all this, that they have a tendency to maybe go away and get into other occupations?
You are absolutely right. And we talk about that. That really set in big time in the 40s as my grandpa was climbing out of the two decades of poverty into the middle class. We tell his story, and meantime, all of his brothers and sisters were leaving for the bright lights of the city. And that's a real thing. Our families experienced that, too. But, you know, I do think that there are a lot of young people who have passion for agriculture. I got nephews and others who, you know, whether it's FFA or 4-H, these are kids that would farm if they had a guidance counselor telling them there was a bright future in it. And they don't hear that, you know, because there is, because it's challenging. And so they end up going into, you know, maybe working elsewhere in agriculture. They go into the trades. They go to college or military. Those are all honorable things to do. But there's a lot of kids I think would farm if they knew that our country had a path forward for them. I think we can find that path. But it's tricky, and, you know, young kids who are trying to figure out their future, it's hard to tell them, go take over that farm from Grandpa that's been struggling for a couple of decades now, you know?
Well, you know, I thoroughly agree with you, especially on a path forward. We have, at Shasta College here, we have an agricultural program, and we have Shasta College on, you know, once a month, and probably at least once or twice a year the agricultural program comes in. And these are young people that are getting their degrees to be able to work in the agriculture industry. But, you know, and some of them do. They want to go back and take over their, you know, their parents' ranch. But it is a tough job, and there every time you turn around, you're fighting imports of vegetables that can bring them in. I mean, we need to have protection for our farmers and ranchers. I mean, that's if your food supply becomes threatened, do you want to rely on another country for a third of your food? Of course not.
Yeah. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, here's some kind of shocking numbers that we found when we investigated the reasons farms are disappearing. I mentioned 45,000 farms per year across the country disappearing. At the same time, between the last administration and the current federal administration, I say that because I'm not being political, I'm being nonpartisan here.
Yeah.
There was $42.5 billion agriculture trade deficit, meaning we were importing $42.5 billion more food than we were exporting. So we're wiping out our farms that are our domestic food supply, and we're depending more than ever on other countries for that food, instead of supplying our domestic food supply here and then selling the excess abroad. So it almost reads like kind of a doomsday movie script if you think about it. You're wiping out your domestic food and depending on the countries. It should be the other way around, you know, and we can do that here.
Of course we can. Our nation could feed the world in many ways, maybe not totally, but in many ways. And you're seeing right now we're reaping the results of past decisions made by governments is that our beef supply is at the lowest number of cattle in decades, and the price of beef is up. because, you know, raising beef, raising cattle is not easy. And so it just keeps, and then they're competing against, beef being brought in from Argentina and India and being processed here. They're bringing it over. I mean, it's already been, you know, split, and they're bringing them over in halves. It, because it's processed here, and it says an American product, which it's not. And, you know, that's just totally false in their labeling.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we have a world here where our hardworking farmers and ranchers and the industry we built up is the best in the world. But it's not treated fairly, and we end up having people who are working hard every day, working the land, loving their animals to try to feed our country, and they're getting wiped out. And the reality is that the best way for us to feed our country is to have a, you know, big wide network of all kinds of independent family farms and ranches operating. We saw during COVID and we saw during bird flu how it's really easy for a big chunk of our supply chain. You know, one great big distribution center goes out and all of a sudden the price goes up and the availability is in the basement. We have a whole lot of farmers and ranchers working hard locally, regionally, and nationally to supply our food. We're going to have a more resilient food supply. The price is going to be lower. It's going to be healthy, as opposed to, you know, things that are brought in that are imported from elsewhere or whatever the case may be. We need that domestic food supply to be strong.
Now, okay, so what do we do? We've got like 3 minutes here.
Yeah.
What do
yep.
we do Absolutely. To what do we do to ensure that we're going to have this food supply?
There's a lot of things, as you can imagine. The short version is this. We need American innovation to reach farms and ranches of all sizes. We have a lot of our technology that pushes farms to get bigger and bigger, and some of them have to do that. I understand that. But having technology that works, is affordable, and works for farms of all sizes is a big shift that we can make. Another thing is government policies. You and I have been talking about this. Government policies, making sure that we've got fair markets domestically and internationally for our farmers and ranchers, that even the bigger ones, they're the little guys in the economy, you know.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is consumers taking a step toward the farmer. People care more than ever about where their food comes from, and that is a word of hope for families like mine that have worked hard for decades to do that. And so people care more than ever. So, you know, buy from your local farmer, buy from a farmer's market, buy from a grocery store that will carry local goods. A lot of them will if they know people will buy. Just find ways to take a half step. You can't get all your food necessarily just from your local farmer, but if everyone takes a step toward that and farmers continue to try to produce more and more types of crops and products that can meet that consumer demand, we can begin to turn things around.
Well, and here in Redding, we've got places like Hall's Farms. I mean, you get there and you get, you know, the homegrown tomatoes, peaches,
yeah.
plums, you know, corn, all these things. And then we've got, you know, like Orchard Nutrition that brings in, you know, has local grass-fed beef. All, you know, even a small town like Redding, you know, 92,000 is, and we've got numerous farmers markets. And that, supporting those will support our farmers. And you don't need to go maybe to the big Walmarts and places like this to buy your veggies or meat.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, my dad stepped up at the tender age of 8 when my grandpa slipped off a corn crib, and that was a tragedy. But they got back on their feet. My dad came to love that work. I've lived it his whole life. And I think it's that kind of farm family resilience that we have in places like Shasta County, too, that is going to carry us forward if we just lean on it.
Okay. I'm here with Brian Reisinger. He's written this award-winning book about farming here in America and has told us a lot of facts, you know, especially the scary one that we're losing since the Depression or something, 45,000 farms a year. And he talks about that in Land Rich, Cash Poor. And he's going to be here in town, but 2 blocks from here. On Saturday at the, once again, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. At Shop Around the Corner Books, 10 a.m. Saturday, down there at 1430 Butte Street.
Which street?
Butte Street.
Oh, Butte. Okay. And I would recommend, if you're wanting to talk to an expert and somebody that, you know, has lived this life and has got some great ideas. And so when are they going to take you up and have you stand in front of Congress and tell them, we got a problem here, folks?
As soon as they want to hear the truth up there, I'm ready to do it.
Well, you know, you're from California. You can see how they're redistricting, how they like to redistrict. And here it is. You've got Shasta and Modoc County. and is going into a new district with the tail, it looks like a rat, goes all the way down to the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. If you're from Marin County, I just don't think you understand what's, you know, the agriculture and cattle and forest and all this stuff that you're going to be representing. It's kind of a scary thing.
It's quite something, and there are so many barriers, you know, to our policymakers understanding what's going on the farm and in our rural communities, and so it's a real battle to make sure that they understand what's going on the ground and how it affects us all. But, you know, it's worth raising the word, so I appreciate you guys shedding light on those issues.
Well, I tell you what, it's the kind of thing that that it's so important, and it's not, you know, it's important to our kids, it's important to their kids, that we have a strong food supply that reaches and that's going to feed our country. We don't have to rely on other countries to be fed. It's too important.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Saturday at around the corner on Butte Street, Brian's going to be there talking about his book and answering questions. So I know this could be a real good morning. It starts at 10 o'clock. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. When we got back, we've got Josh Barker's going to join us, and Josh is, even though he's a premier real estate guy, he's going to be talking about even more important things. We'll be right back.
Hey, I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. White guy puts stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver."
Slapdash. Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hay on Saturday, September 13th. Watch and awe while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slappers standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 in the morning here on the 4th of September, and it's going to be about 100 today, but it's the last triple digits you're going to see for a while. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repaired, stone cutting, jewelry design, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated, voted best in the North State for the last 3 years. Why would you go anywhere else except Four Winds Jewelry? That's the only place we go to. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And with me is today in the studio is Josh Barker. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well-known real estate man has his Josh Barker Real Estate.
Little boutique real estate office.
Little boutique that you're building a new one.
We are. Yeah, we're building another building on the corner of Shasta View and Highway 44.
Okay.
It's not the gas station.
It's not the gas station. Everybody's thinking it's you're building a gas station and you're right. Going to sell real estate out of there.
That'd be an economy of scale, I suppose. But, yeah. But no, we're building a new location just to expand our workspace and to provide more private offices for our sales team.
Okay. Great. And there was and this isn't what you were coming in here to talk about,
no.
But they're talking about, gosh, we've gotten like twice as many housing permits pulled as we did last year at this time.
We do. Yeah. It was a big contribution of that was from D.R. Horton from last year. You know, obviously they were still here this year, but Palomar yeah. Builders, Jeb Allen and, came into the market back again. And now he's added another 40 to 50 new housing starts yeah. this year alone. So, that's really pumping those numbers up.
And it's all going to be, looks like, market price.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's close
to that. Is that
right?
Market price?
Yeah. Fair market pricing. Yeah. Yep. And if actually, if you were to get my opinion on it, I would just tell you that he's discounting the price of those lots quite a bit in order to be competitive, because of where the interest rates are today and help people get in.
Reading's building department has issued 147 single family home permits, up from 69 from the same period in 2024. That's all good news.
That's great news.
And there's another company that I haven't heard of. It comes out of, gosh, I'm not sure. He used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Called Kivna. I'll find that name in a second. Zovest. Sorry, he's said he wants to start.
Yeah, that's out off of Oasis Road.
Is that the one that people are already starting to have problems with because of the egress?
You know, no, they're not having problems with ingress or egress there. D.R. Horton was out there over off of Oasis Road where this project is located. And D.R. Horton pulled out, actually finished off the remaining lots there. And then they sold the remainder.
Okay.
I believe this gentleman is the one that came in and bought it. And his plan, based on what he shared with me months back, was that you were going to be modular type of homes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be built to, you know, the speed to market is supposed to be a lot faster. I don't want to misquote the pricing on it, but my understanding is it's going to be in the high 400s.
Hmm. Well, let me see here. What is the, you probably know it, how much it is. It's the, for the average here. This was a, article by Dave Binden. It's pretty good, really pretty good article. And Jeb Allen, I thought Jeb had, retired. I mean, didn't he, wasn't it a big thing that Jeb was retiring?
He's done it a couple of times, actually, with D.R. Horton, so. So they, you know, they bought him out, in a sense, through options and things like that. And, they decided not to, to fulfill, some options here recently. And as a consequence, Jeb, and Sierra Pacific and a collection of people, like Sue, Jeb's wife, they brought back in about 200 lots that are unfinished.
Okay.
And Jeb says, let's just go build them. And, that's exactly what we're doing.
That's great. That's super. But that's not what you're here for.
No.
It just happened that that story broke and your name was, you were being quoted in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're here because the United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 250th birthday.
That's right.
On November 10th at Wind River.
Yeah.
And it's going to be another great event, but it's going to be a special event.
This is going to be a really special event, as you know, Carl. I mean, it's for those of you that haven't had a chance to go to a Marine Corps ball, the Marine Corps celebrates its birthday every year on November 10th. And if you want a little history there, you know, we were born in a bar in Tun Tavern, Pennsylvania, over, I guess, a pint of beer, right?
How appropriate was that?
Exactly.
For the Marines.
That's right. So we celebrate our tradition and our heritage, and we get together as a group of Marines to honor that the legacy of those who have come before us, the shoulders that we get to enjoy standing on today. And we have the oldest Marine in the room, the youngest Marine in the room, making a toast to each other. We cut a cake. We have the Jefferson Pipes.
Jefferson Pipe Band's going to be there.
They'll be there. And if you haven't heard that before, it's fantastic.
And they come in, and it's not an hour of pipes and drums, but they play like I think a total of maybe 5-6 songs. But every one of them, Amazing Grace, Marine Corps Hymn, but other. You know, paying homage to those who went in before us and those that are coming in. So, yeah, that's a good part.
Oh, it's fantastic. And the stories you get in the room, I mean, you're talking to people that have been, unfortunately now we might have somebody from the Second World War there, maybe. Korean War for sure.
Korean War for sure.
And then we'll have Vietnam War, of course, and then the Iraq War. So there's going to be a lot of veterans in the room.
Yeah.
A lot of stories being shared. We have a great speaker this year, if you want to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, he's a Marine Lieutenant Colonel, retired, has served in Vietnam and other places. He has one of our members of our committee. And our committee is Shasta Marines, I think we could say, and friends, because it's not all Marines on this committee. And Russ heard him speak and said, wow, this guy is dynamite.
Yeah.
And we've had really, really good speakers in the past, including this young man sitting across from me.
No, that's right.
And, yeah, how could you forget? Josh came in, was our guest speaker 1 year. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But, yeah, this is going to be an exceptional celebration. We like to think that each one each year is exceptional. But this one for the 250th, we've kind of gone out too. We have built challenge coins that address the 250th birthday, but also our local Marines here, mm-hmm. with Mount Shasta and the Sundial Bridge being on one side of the coin. And these are one of a kind. They're not going to be, this is it.
Limited production.
Yeah.
Going up in value as we speak.
and everybody that attends who buys a ticket is going to get one of these coins.
Yeah.
So if you buy two tickets, you get two coins.
Yeah.
So
no, they're beautiful.
They are beautiful. Yeah, and we're going to put pictures of them on Facebook if we haven't already.
Yeah.
Just to see, but this is something that we as the Marines here in town, want to provide to the people that come. And we can have 35 tables. We usually run it right at 300. And from what I understand, there is already other 35 tables, and the tickets just went on sale this week. 17 tables are already sold.
That's what I heard, too.
And, I mean, I have people writing to me I haven't heard from in years saying, Carl, how do I get a table?
No, this is a big deal. I mean,
this
the 250th birthday is a huge deal, and it's going to be a great room of great people, too.
It'll be starting. The doors open around 5 o'clock. And then the ceremony started around 6:15, and we literally have a bugler sound mess call,
yes.
or sounds detention and mess call, where people then go to their tables. Besides honoring the oldest and youngest, I mean, we march in the cake, and the ceremony itself, and the dinner. And I don't mean to put a time limit on it, but we're usually finished up by. What, 9:30?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be providing a professional photographer and free photos.
Right.
First three photos are free. In other words, she's going to take photos. You'll get those, and if you want to print them out, that's it. That's on us.
Yeah. No, you're going to see that. There's the color guard.
The color guard.
That's going to be there. And a lot of our RPD guys are there doing that.
That's right. We do something. We really do honor tradition. We also read the General Lejeune's 1921 message that he wrote, and that at every Marine Corps ball, this message is read to everybody.
Last year's reading of that message was so powerful, yeah, and it literally raised the hair on the back of my neck. I was like, I mean, he was sounding off. Yeah. It was all from the chest. It was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come right back with Josh Barker. And we're not talking real estate. We started that off, but we're going to be talking the Marine Corps and this Marine Corps ball that we want to get the word out, because we'd love to have 350 people there. We'd love to have 400, but we can't. And we got a feeling this is gonna sell out.
But it's gonna go quick.
We're gonna tell you how you can get tickets. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Take us away.
A lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's a good thing I got two producers, so one can tell me we're on. Josh and I are talking Marine stuff from boot camp. It's funny. I was telling Josh, welcome back to the show, by the way. And my guest is Josh Barker, a well-known real estate agent around town, but he's also a former Marine who was our guest speaker a couple years ago. And he came up with something. He was a guide, and the guide's kind of the senior recruit, you'd say. He was kind of your interface between the drill instructors and us. And he's trying to figure out how do you control this platoon, and I'm just one of them. And tell that story.
Sure. Well, I was trying to figure out how to get all the recruits to do what the drill instructors were asking us to do. And all of that responsibility fell on me. And so I figured out real quick that the chow hall is something that the recruits are always looking forward to, you know, that next meal.
Yeah.
But the rule in the chow hall is that when the guide's done, everybody's done.
Yeah.
And so what I did was the recruits weren't responding really well. I told them that if they didn't respond that we wouldn't be eating lunch. They didn't really take me too serious. So we went into the chow hall. I was the last one to eat. That's part of the rules too. Guide's the last person to eat. So I walked up to the line. I'm the last person to eat. Grab my tray. I'm going down, you know, and all the food's coming onto the tray. And the rest of my recruits are sitting at the tables at this point. I literally finished at the end of the line. I walked straight to the trash can and I threw my tray in the trash and I walked right out the door. Guide's done. You're all done. So they all had to get up immediately and go outside. And the lesson I learned in that was you can't herd cats, but you can move their food.
And there you go. And that is the first time I had heard that after all the time I've been in the Marine Corps. And I've used that quote several times. And people go, it's like herding cats. I said, you can't herd cats, but you can control their food.
That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, what we would have, it's called, we'd have duck for lunch, never for dinner. It was like for lunch. We'd have duck, which means you duck in and duck out, and you could eat. You'd get your tray, and you could eat all the food off that tray while you walked over to the trash can as much as you could and dumped it in there. Then you were out there in formation again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a you know. See, and we were talking about boot camp. I mean, I remember our guide's name, and I will see people in here once a month for years, and I still – what's your name again?
Yep.
You know, that kind of thing. But I remember Gordon's name.
Oh, yeah. I still remember my squad leaders, you know, that I had to work with. That were, you know, they ran the squads, and I would look over the squad leaders, and I still remember all of them. I remember all the drill instructors.
And when did you go through boot camp?
94.
And where at?
I was at San Diego.
Okay. You see, at Parris Island, where I went through, we talked about San Diego Marines. We'd be standing in attention out there, and I don't know if you ever saw this movie. It was called The D.I., with Jack Webb.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen that one?
I have. Yeah.
Remember they were standing out there and the sand fleas are eating them alive, right? And they would be telling us about San Diego Marines who were issued sunglasses. They had sunscreen. They took them to baseball games. And we're all sitting there. And you're thinking to yourself, those sissies, those sissies. And then sometimes there's thoughts like, God, maybe I should have gone to San Diego. But, you know, but that was just part of the psychological work they do on you there.
I walked out of Marie Callender's when it was still here in town.
Yeah,
and there was
an
old-timer there, and he had a Marine Corps cover on, and it said Parris Island on it. And so I walk up to him, and I go, hey, sir. I said, I understand that's where all the girls go. As I'm pointing out his cover, because for those who don't know, Parris Island has men and women at the recruit depot.
Yeah, that's where the women were trained.
That's right.
And there's men there, too. Separate battalions.
Correct. Yeah, they don't do it together. It's separate. Right. But because he's wearing that hat that said Parris Island on it, I walk up to him and I go, hey, I said, I understand that's where all the girls go. And he picked up what I was putting down. He just smiled at me and he goes, you must be one of them Hollywood Marines from San Diego.
They were called the Hollywood Marines. Anyway. Okay, you know, we're having our Marine Corps ball. It's going to be November 10th. That's a Monday. But then Veterans Day, of course, is November 11th, the day after that. A little known fact was that they started having Veterans Day because it was the day after the Marine Corps birthday and we needed a day to recover.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, Marines will tell you that all the time. Other services are not too sure. But the fact is that this is our 250th birthday.
Yep.
We're going to be giving challenge coins, one of a kind. Limited, you can't get them anywhere else but at the ball. And it's going to have on one side the United States Marine Corps. It's five colors. I mean, it's a beautiful coin. On one side, the United States Marine Corps 250th birthday. On the other side, it's going to say Shasta Marines, and it's got a the image is of Mount Shasta and the Sundial Bridge.
That's right. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It is. It's a great looking coin, and like I said, they're one of a kind.
They are,
and they're not going to be around, but. For everybody that comes to our ball, it's special to us, and we want you to remember it.
Yep,
so
that's right.
So this is a way of doing it.
And there's great dinner. You got chicken, steak, or lasagna.
Yeah, choices.
Choices to come from. And, of course, it's and to learn more about it, too, if you want to go, just go to ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. We have the – it's linked right now. It's forwarded to Eventbrite. Normally, it's forwarded to our Facebook page, but right now during the ball, we'll have it linked towards Eventbrite, so that way you could buy your table or buy your tickets there.
Right. And you're thinking, gosh, this must be a $100 night. No. Tickets are $40 plus whatever Eventbrite charges, which is, I think, $3 or something.
Right.
Let's say $4. So you can get your, you can pick the table, and you can also, the seats at the table. And if you buy the whole table, at one time, we do need the people's names that are going to be coming, and you can fill that in. You don't have to fill it in when you first get a table.
Right, yeah. Take the table and then work on filling
it
up.
And then have your, you know, invite your friends.
That's
we had some civilian friends that came last year, bought a table, and they're buying two tables this year.
Yeah.
Because they had such a good time. Yep. And it is, it's a lot of pomp and circumstance in the sense of we march in the colors, we march in the cake. You know, the oldest and youngest Mariners is really for us a long-standing tradition. I think that's one of my favorite parts.
It's really, really
of important. The, of the whole event, because we talk about the oldest Marine, and a lot of them, you know, born, I mean, they're 90s. We've had 100 years old.
Yep.
And the youngest Marine, we've had 17-year-olds in there just getting out of boot camp.
Yep. Yeah, my wife calls them baby Marines.
Baby Marines.
Yeah.
So it's something that we're proud of. And we want – who can come to this? Everybody can come to this. You don't have to be a Marine. You don't have to have been in the service. But it's a good evening. Like I said, it starts at 5, and we usually finish 9, 9:30.
Yep.
You get a bunch of – I think you get a slot machine ticket. You can go on out there and, you know, get your $10 worth of slot machine play.
Well, and the room is obviously set up beautifully. Carl was saying that, you know, you get your photo picture taken, a lot of, of camaraderie there, a lot of, esprit de corps. You're going to enjoy, Jefferson Pipes and Drums. They're there throughout the night. It's fantastic. A great speaker.
DJ. DJ's there.
Sword ceremony.
Yep.
Color guard.
MIA POW table, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And why that means a lot to us. The whole thing is such that, we're celebrating something that we're, whether you were in 4 years or 32 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I go to a Marine Corps ball, I think back of the different places I've been. And as Lejeune says, when two Marines get together, you celebrate the birthday.
That's right.
I celebrated our one birthday. I was in the jungle in the Philippines. I had three Marines and two SEALs. And that was it.
That was enough.
And we got down to a village, and we celebrated it that night.
Yep.
And the SEALs go, you do this every year? Yeah, we do this every year. So, anyway.
That's great.
Anyway, everybody's invited. You can go to ShastaMarines.com, or you can go straight to Eventbrite for that day.
Yep.
And get your tables. And we are restricted, I think, to 35 tables. And 10 to a table. $40 is the cost of the ticket. Includes everything that we've been talking about.
Right.
Including the challenge coin.
Yep.
We have a professional photographer there that will take photos, and you get free photos. It doesn't keep you from taking photos, you know, because we've got an area set up there. Yeah. If you want to take photos and push a bunch of people in there and do it.
Please do.
Please.
Yeah,
no,
have a great time. It's a celebration for you to enjoy with us.
Yeah. There's, of course, a bar there. It's not an open bar. That Wind River puts two or three bartenders out there, so we keep the lines down as much as we can. So November 10th, now we're going to cut off the ticket sales probably around November 3rd, only so that we can give Wind River the final count.
Yep. But yeah, they are going fast. So if you want a table,
17 of the tables
yeah,
are
make sure that you grab a table because I don't think those are going to be there at the end.
You know, if you've got a company, I could see where you've got a company and you want to get all your people out.
Yep.
And this might be a good way to do it for $400.
Yep.
You know, and to have this and let them see it.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to set up. You don't have to break down. You're just having a great time.
No. Josh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And you'll be hearing Josh's voice, we'll be making announcements through the next couple of months until we sell out.
Well, they said I have a face for radio, so let's see.
Well, I've heard that too. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break for the news. Doug Jahnke called and said he's going to be a few minutes late, which gives me 15 minutes to say bad things about him. So, Josh, again, thank you very much, and Semper Fi.
Thank you, Semper Fi.
We'll be right back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Testifying on Capitol Hill this hour, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., stressing the need for, in his words, bold, competent, creative leadership at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Kennedy is defending the firings that have taken place at the agency under his watch, saying the goal is unbiased, politics-free science at the CDC, which he says really bungled its response to the COVID pandemic. Angola, Louisiana, home of the latest immigration detention center designed to hold some of the worst of the worst ICE detainees.
Governor Jeff Landry says after years of neglect, a complex inside the Louisiana State Penitentiary is being put back in service.
To help fulfill the mission of removing criminal, illegal aliens that have been causing havoc in our communities.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says it's been deliberately chosen to encourage people living illegally in the U.S. to self-deport.
You're going
to
end up here because we're going to throw the book at you and everything else that we have until you're out of this country, and you no longer have the right to be free and no longer have the right to be in the United States of America.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Texas lawmakers have passed a bill allowing Texans to sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000.
This marks the first bill of its kind in any state. Supporters hail the measure as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being outlawed in Texas. But pro-abortion groups deride the legislation. They call the measure a bounty hunter bill that would encourage private citizens to engage in a form of legalized vigilante justice. State lawmakers have sent the measure to Governor Greg Abbott's desk.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 131 points. NASDAQ ahead 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
This is a national day of mourning in Portugal following a deadly streetcar accident in Lisbon. Correspondent Jennifer King.
Portugal's government has called for a day of mourning after one of the historic electric streetcars in Lisbon that attracts tourists from around the world derailed and crashed during evening rush hour Wednesday. 15 people were killed and 18 injured, with five of the survivors in serious condition, according to Portugal's National Institute for Medical Emergencies. Witnesses told local media that the streetcar careened down the hill, apparently out of control. After victims were pulled from the wreckage, a forensics team combed the scene where the historic yellow and white funicular, known as Elevador de Gloria, was lying on its side in a steep curve of the narrow road with its sides and top crumpled. The cause of the accident wasn't immediately known, but the city's communications department says it appears the steel safety cable broke. Condolences poured in from leaders around the world. I'm Jennifer King.
The death toll has risen to 17. News and analysis, townhall.com. You might call it an internship of sorts, unauthorized to be sure, and probably not the best of ideas.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is investigating whether a subway operator allowed multiple minors to try their hand at driving a train after videos circulated on social media. Each show a young man at the helm of two different R-160 train cars operating above ground in broad daylight. In each video, the same train operator can be seen standing alongside the young men as they pilot the train. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority did not respond to questions about when the video was taken and whether the employee had been identified. I'm Bill Alexander.
That in New York City. Newsmax has filed an antitrust suit against Fox News. It says Fox has sought to maintain its market dominance through intimidation and exclusionary business practices aimed at stifling competition. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 4th of September, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Dave's here. Good morning, Dave.
Oh, it's Alec. Not
oh,
Dave.
It's Alec. Oh, okay. Oh, Alec is our... Are you gonna? We're training him. I don't know. He didn't say you want. Do you want to work here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems
good.
Seems like a pretty good place.
Yeah. You learn about a lot of things on this show. Let me tell you, I learned something. You know, we've been doing this starting our 16th year. Thank you, Redding, very much for listening and advertising with us. Starting our 16th year in December. And I tell you what, the amount that I've learned from the show, from all the different guests. It's phenomenal. Because you get to hear, like when the police come on, you hear from one of their department heads and you hear everything they do. And then once a quarter, Brian Barner comes in and kind of ties it together with Sheriff Johnson. I can't wait for this month. Hopefully he'll be in town and we'll be able to talk about this, you know, this new project he's working on that just got the lease. You just hear a lot of things. So welcome aboard, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
Linda is on her way to Reno, where she's going to spend a few days with her girlfriends up there. And she said, which card should I use? Which debit card should I use? Because we're going shopping.
That should be fun.
And I said, don't use the business card. Then I thought about it. And I thought, well, you know, clothes for work and all that, you know. But hey. Anyway, welcome to the show. And our guest that was supposed to be here at 8 o'clock, Doug Jenke, who whines when I have to cancel him, is running 20 minutes late. And he's listening to us on the way down the hill right now, I'm sure. So, Doug, you know, set your alarm. So the a lot of things going on, and you know, a lot of times when we'll have guests that start at 7 and goes all the way to 9, and it's really not a lot of time to talk about things. That's why I was happy to be able to talk right at the beginning with Josh Barker, who's our guest in the last segment, about real estate. He's a real estate guy, but they're saying that we've doubled the number of housing permits pulled this year from last year. Last year they pulled 69. We've already got like 140 permits pulled this year for housing. Which is good news, because we need more. And that the MLS, which for a time, several years ago, our MLS was down to 300 available homes, which is horrible. Well, it's up to about 900 now. So it's getting to be more into, buyers and having a much better selection. in Redding than they were before. Redding and the surrounding areas, Anderson, you know, and Shasta County, Cottonwood, and all those. So, okay, some other things going on. Oh, how about the weather? Today, we're looking at a high near 100, and a low tonight, though, around 64. But this is the last triple digits we're going to see through next Wednesday. And like Friday, 93 tomorrow, high with a low near 63. 89 on Saturday. Sunday, and all these are sunny with a high near 89. Sunday, a high near 85. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers, and a chance of showers on Monday with a high near 81 and a low around 59. Now get this, Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 78. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75 degrees. So a 25-degree swing between today and next Wednesday. So I'd like that. And now, being in Redding, it could be as next Thursday. It could be 140. So, but right now, the temperatures are going down. It looks like we're going to get some rain, which is good. And before the, you know, maybe this is our example of monsoons. We get rain for 3 or 4 days. And the weather reports are always brought to you by our local business, Shasta Gas Propane. Now, I've been in the business for 30 years. The Kinney family, you know, give outstanding support to their customers. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They are locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. If you remember, we had Tanessa Audette on a couple weeks ago, and she's got she had a lot of questions, and she's gone through a deep study, she said, and saying that talking about financial misconduct allegations. And so what the city council is going to do is they are going to present an answer to this. And about the claiming of mishandled funds, and this is kind of, you know, this has kind of gone back and forth between Tanessa and Barry Tippin, the city manager, who, by the way, announced that he is stepping down October 3rd, and Steve Beatty, the assistant city manager, will be taking on the interim city manager position, and they're going to go out and start looking. They took the opportunity with this one, the council members, to explain who makes the decisions around hiring, firing, and raises. And this is something when people call in and they get all upset, you know, because they want to talk to an individual who makes X amount of dollars. Barry Tippin makes X amount of dollars, a lot of money, being city manager. But Barry Tippin does not set his salary. Neither does REU. Neither do any of the department heads, neither the police chief, the fire chief, anybody. In city government, it's the city council that sets the salaries and raises. Have they made great decisions? No, in my opinion, no, they haven't made in several instances. But it is not the person who's doing the job. It's like being angry at, think back to Vietnam. People got angry at the soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors who fought in that war. They were not making those decisions. It was the elected representatives. And if you didn't like the decisions being made, change your representatives. I mean, that's the way to do it. You don't get mad at the guys fighting the war. Trust me, if they had their choice, they don't want to be there either. So, okay, they also unanimously approved a lease agreement with the Shasta County for the alternative custody program for the sheriff's office. And hopefully, you know, and Sheriff Johnson's been on here before, and we have talked about this, vocational training. It's taking the low-level offenders. We're not talking felonies. We're talking misdemeanors. I can't read that. Oh, is that Nick?
Nick's on the line.
Okay. It's taking the low-level offenders, and it's getting them back into society. Drug and alcohol counseling. Now, they've got their choice. You go to jail, or you can come out here to alternative custody. They're not housing them in this facility. They're going to be going to drug and alcohol counseling. They're going to be going into kind of like how do you get, you know, bringing them back into society. And like I said, even vocational training, anything from culinary to auto mechanics. So, Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Where's Doug?
I don't know. Do you want to
get rid of... Waldo?
Well, I don't know. You canceled on him a couple times without letting him know. Maybe he's just getting even with you.
Well, I always let him know. Sometimes it's the day before, but...
Okay. Well, listen, talking about the raises.
Okay.
Aaron Reisner went off and said that every council up here okays these raises. But the thing is, they get their information from Barry Tippin, and it's not accurate.
According to Tanessa.
Huh?
According to Tanessa.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out what's going on, but she laid it out real good. And you know that Maxwell gal, what was her name, Elaine Maxwell?
No, Julie. Julie Maxwell.
That's the insurance lady. The Maxwell lady was the treasurer.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. No, that's Judy Maxwell, who is Maxwell Insurance and Financial, one of our best sponsors. So it's not her we're talking about.
So she, when Tanessa first came out about this, she cornered Tanessa and told Tanessa how wrong she was and that she was screwing up. And Tanessa invited her over to look at her figures, and she was shocked that Tanessa was spot on. And when it comes to the raises for the city, some of them were like 5%, three increments of 5% for a year. But the bottom line is, Barry Tippin got a raise of, 40 or 50% in the last, 2001 to 2003. The police chief, he got $50,000 or $60,000. Everybody got big raises. And what got better that made them deserve those big raises? I say that the city councilors were duped into giving those raises. And then there's that idiot policy.
We don't do name calling.
I wasn't going to name anybody.
Oh, okay.
There's that idiot policy.
Oh, policy, okay.
That if the guy underneath Barry gets a raise, Barry automatically gets a raise because he has to be a percentage higher than the guy underneath him. So Barry's always voting for a raise, anybody underneath him, and that dominoes on down.
Barry doesn't vote at all on raises, Nick.
No, Barry gives all the information why they should get a raise, and the information is suspect.
Well, you can say that, and let's just say that I agree with you, and I'm not saying that. But isn't it up to our elected officials to do their homework and do their due diligence to take a look at this?
You know what? If they had a chance,
no, that's a yes or no answer.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Isn't it up to the elected officials to do their due diligence and check those figures to see if those are correct?
If they're given
yes correct, or no, yes or no.
If they're given correct information.
Well, that's what they're there for, is to check that. Tanessa did.
You think you got me, and you don't have me.
You can't say yes or no, can you? Gotcha. Finally. 15 years. Gotcha.
Not even close.
Now we got to take a break, Nick. Thanks for the phone call. All right. Hey, this portion of the show. Nick's got a show every other weekend. It's called Poke the Hornet's Nest, and you can listen to Nick and Doug during that. And the other 2 weeks are Kevin Cry, who is, of course, the Shasta County Supervisor. He's the head of the Board of Supervisors. And this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of REU, is brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about these rebates. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winnings Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you can win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, I just want to tell everybody that we're working on the AM tower. It has no effect on our FM or our streaming, but the AM tower may be off and on as we're working on it down there. We're having to change out capacitors and figure out why we're having a feedback on it. And we've been working on it now for, two, 3 days. The engineer that you have to bring in because there's none in town he's really busy. But then we just found another one that we all know that used to work here in Redding. Steve's a great guy, and we're working with him kind of online with him as we're doing things. So if the AM's off, just switch over to the FM 96.5 or listen on your phone or your any type of computer or streaming device, because we stream all of our shows. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You want to get back to work, your employer wants you back to work, or maybe you've been injured so you need retraining, but that is just not happening because of insurance and whatever the delays they come up with. You need somebody that knows workers' compensation and all the laws and is going to work hard for you. That's Patrick Gorman, veteran, former law enforcement, became a lawyer and started his own office here maybe 5 years ago, and now it's the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. He will fight for you. Going back to the council meeting, and so they're going to how are they going to focus on how to release the financial director Greg Robinette's official response to city councilwoman Tanessa Aldette about city's finances. And it said that they were going to release it to the public first and brought before the council in presentation for a discussion a week later. And this is going to take probably a couple months for him to put it together, to come back with a response to that. Another big bone of contention was that the city council voted to provide Advance Redding, who owns who has got the lease on the Civic Auditorium, and we've talked about this over the last couple of weeks, they're in deep trouble over there. They need help. And so they've asked for $675,000 to cover operating costs. And the agreement also waived rent, which I think is $5,000 a month through January. And $675,000 comes from a fund set aside for capital improvements for the site. And there were people talking about that. Why should we give $675,000 to a crony nonprofit? Is beyond shocking. One resident said it. Here's the thing. We need something like the Civic Auditorium. And, you know, immediately when they took the lease years ago, we saved $1.5 million a year that we were spending down there at the Civic. That immediately, that went back into the general fund, plus taxes and rent and all the other things that they were doing. So the question is do we need to have a Civic? And I think the answer to that is yes. We do. So now the question is, you know, do we, you know, open it up to other organizations and get a new lease since it's not working for them? And this is something the city council is going to have to address and come up with an answer. Citing an agreement a previous city council had made is why they chose previously not to utilize the funding. It came to a surprise to at least Aldette that the city could have utilized the fund for other projects, although the other council members seemed to be aware of that. Anyway, they voted 4-1. Paul DeNuca abstained from this. So, and they unanimously approved the official ordinance that repeals the city's medical lift fee ordinance, which was stupid to begin with, and it's gotten worse. From what I understand, they're refunding the money. And walking in 26 minutes late is, Doug Janke.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, do I need to give you a wake-up call?
Well, you know, it's funny, is I'm in the middle of this really big project that I'm building, and I got to a point where I didn't actually have the next step, and I couldn't figure it out. This morning I woke up like a bolt of lightning, said, oh, there's the solution. So I walked out to the project, started doing cross-measuring, and, oh, yeah, I can pull that off. And then I looked at my watch. I'm like, oh crap, I got Carl. So I apologize to you, sir.
Your brother-in-arms, Nick, said, well, you've canceled him a couple of times. I said, yeah.
I heard that. Thank you, Nick, for standing up for me. Yeah. And I kind of feel like a half-Carl.
Did you know that, have you noticed that Nick couldn't come up with a yes or no answer? It was just beyond him.
Well, Nick's he's a thinking guy.
Say he wasn't, but when I said, this is a yes or no answer there, Nick, is it true or not? And he goes, well, there's, you know,
Well, I gotta defend Nick to the one degree is when you get these budgets that have like 7 million line items, most politicians, I mean, Tanessa seems to be a difference, they don't look at it. So they trust Barry Tippin to come in with these numbers, and if Tanessa is right, the numbers are not exactly jiving with reality. So I would agree with Nick. It wasn't a yes or no, because it's not that easy when it comes to these big budgets. So there. Nick, I'm on your back, buddy. Carl's quiet. I silence
no,
him.
No, it's the thing is you have an elected representative. If it's
that's their job.
That's
indeed.
Their job.
Indeed, I agree with that. 100%.
I mean, and if you don't, I mean, look what the county board of supervisors did. They gave themselves what a 60% raise.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they voted that raise for themselves.
Yep.
So
well, and I mean, isn't there a county down south different. That isn't there a county down south that raised their rate for? I think it's county supervisors like to $160,000 a year or some crazy thing. So yes, they're supposed to be.
Well, I tell you what, they raised it to $160,000 a year. There's going to be some blood at the next at the next election.
You think
people are upset? You know, when you look, but look at the city council, and I'm not for one for giving just raises.
No,
but they're making like $600 a month, and they're running millions and millions of dollar budget, and. You can't tell me that if they're going to do their job right, that they're not spending hours a day.
And
they're making $600 a month. No, you know what? They should be making, you know.
I talked to.
At least a couple grand a month to help offset this.
Yeah, I talked to Chris Kellstrom back when he started, and I talked to him after he's been in there a while, and I asked him how many hours has he put in, and he said, you don't even want to know. And
if
so,
you do your job right.
Oh, if you do your job
we
right.
We have had other supervisors that would show up. For the meeting.
Yeah.
That was about it.
And so I agree with you. When you get elected to that, I mean, first off, the abuse that you get from people like myself and Nick and you for doing a bad job or a good job or a left job or a right
a job. We just don't agree how they do it.
How they do it.
Yeah.
And then you got to meet with department heads and you got to come up with these things. You got to read policies. You got to review.
You can't tell me that's
taking a full-time
20
job.
Hour, a minimum of 20 hours a week.
Oh, I don't think there's a quality politician in our local government that's not doing more than 20.
Oh, no. I'm
going to say between 30 to 50 would probably be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then if they've got, which then tells you is that then you have people that, retired. Or they have an independent business that, you know, that somebody else can run. You know, Danuka, I don't know how he does it because he's got a thriving business.
Yeah.
And still spending all these hours on this. And I just, you know, my hat goes off to him. But everybody, you know, Jack Munns, he's retired.
Yeah.
Okay. He's retired. Let me see who else we have on there.
Mazzano was retired as a chip.
Yeah. But he's no longer on.
No, I know, I mean, but he was retired.
You have Letao who's running a business and trying to do this at the same time. Now, if you have good people, but still you're the owner of that business. You've got a lot of decisions that have to be made. And at the same time, you're trying to look at a budget that's, you know, 4 inches thick.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. I found them when I first moved here to Reading in 07, and not gone to another barbershop since. And I can tell you what, I have never had a bad haircut there. And I've gone through, you know, three barbers, you know, they retired, but now Tim and Logan, they've been there for several years and just great guys. Politics is never discussed at Cypress Square Barbershop. So why would you want to infuriate your barber when he's got a razor cutting, you know, shaving around your ears and your neck? Anyway, I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. And also, it's not a hair salon. No, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. I'll be right back with Doug Jinky.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees.
ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I'm the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And like I said, Linda's on a girl trip. She makes girl trips, and it was some really nice people. And they she did one to Texas, and now she's going up to a big fishing lodge up there, and now she's going to Reno with a couple of her girlfriends. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has a program for, it's called Get Care Now for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time and be seen. Now, you just go to Get Care Now at ShastaRegional.com and you fill out the time you want to go. Now, they're going to come back and ask you questions. This is for non-life-threatening emergencies. They're going to ask you some questions. Do you have troubles breathing, you know, things like that. And if those answers come back, well, yeah, I am, they're going to tell you to get in there right now. But this is for the non-emergency or non-life-threatening emergencies, gastrointestinal stuff or whatever, flu, what, that kind of stuff. Again, it's called Get Care Now. You just go to ShastaRegional.com and you click on the Get Care Now tab. I'm here with Doug Jenke, and you're up at the Wild Horse Sanctuary.
Correct.
That your wife runs.
My wife is the managing director, I guess is what she called for the sanctuary.
How many horses up there now, approximately?
There's about 220 wild Mustangs, and they're all Mustangs. Then we've got about 14 saddles, of which about 8 are aged out. So we're about 6, so that's, what, 230-something. And then we've got 42, 45 wild burros. It's on.
Remember the story when the Burls got out.
Oh, man.
Burls are smart.
Oh, they're smarter than a horse by like a factor of 100.
And the other thing about a Burl is, if you're looking for a watch animal, Burls are very territorial, and they hate dogs and coyotes and wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if one Burl goes up or donkey goes up against, you know, several wolves, we know what that answer is going to be. But if you've got a number of Burls up there, you don't fight one of them. It's like, you know, you've taken on the Hell's Angels.
Yeah.
You don't fight one of them.
No. So, and what's funny is when one of them starts making their eow sound, and I mean, they, if you're close to them, the eow sound they make is very loud.
Very loud.
Well, when you have 40 of them out in this big field and one starts, well, then one on the other side starts, and next thing you know, you've got this musical.
It's like huskies.
Yeah. They just start doing it together, and it's quite a sight.
And I've seen burros go after dogs. And or coyotes, and they are just, I mean, they will, I mean, they're up, they've got them in their mouth, and they're slinging their head back and forth like a dog would on a rat.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, be careful.
And the thing with the donkeys that I think is really cool is horses are just dumb as rocks. They pee where they eat, they poop where they eat, if you give them a treat, they'll bite your hand off. A burro literally takes it with their lips and just kind of grabs it. So I enjoy feeding burros because they're just so gentle and nice. Horses, you got to really go open hand or they will just crap down on you.
But they can't see.
I know. When we figure that they're 2 feet away from the front of their nose.
They can't see directly in front of them. Okay.
Right. So, you're
getting ready to have a big event there though.
We are. We were going to have it last year, but then the fire came and we were evacuated. So this year,
we evacuated our horse out of that one too. Not because it got down that far, but there's a lot of horses where we're at.
Yeah.
So a number of us evacuated our horses down to the rodeo grounds where the Redding Rodeo Association had somebody there 24 hours a day, and you could put your animals in there because of that fire.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so, so the sanctuary is, a little background, is it is the first original wild horse sanctuary in the United States. So it's really the trendsetter. It's been here. This is the 47th year. It's on 5,000 acres in Manton, and it's amazing. Nobody knows about it. So every year they do an open house and open it to the public. COVID killed it for a couple of years, obviously. So
you had one last year, didn't you?
Well, no, it was going to be, and it got canceled because of the fire.
You had something. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
Okay.
2 years. That's when you came up.
Yeah. And you know what, people, if you get a chance, take your kids, get up there. They bring the horses, a lot of the horses down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We feed all the 200, so you're going to be able to see what a wild herd looks like. They have petting horses. They have horses you can paint. We're going to have, I think, 4 or 5 different musician groups up on a stage. There's vendors. There's food.
It's a good time.
It's going to be a good time. So September 20th, 11 to 4. It's free to the public, so please come up to Manton, go to Shingletown, hang a ride at the library, head down 4.6 miles, and you're at our spot. We'd love to have everybody show up. We're hoping for about 1,500 people to show up this year.
Give me a read so I can do a live read for that and remind people.
Read. What would I do?
It looks like that. You know, you just write down the facts.
Yep.
And so I could.
I will do that for you.
I thought you were in radio, man.
Begrudgingly, I got asked by Nick, and then I got asked by you, and here I am.
I didn't ask you.
Well, Nick actually negotiated as my agent a deal.
I wouldn't have asked you.
I wouldn't have asked me.
I didn't even know you. We've already got one show that's very liberal. Why would I want Doug out there?
I ruined the whole stew.
Have you been following the city council?
Yes, Nick keeps me. The great thing about Nick is he is retired and he has a lot of time. And
he's not retired.
He does all the. But I mean,
he's
does
a
his
window
windows.
Washer. He's he does a window washer, and he does a great job. By the way,
he does.
Windows.
That's how I met Nick 20 something years ago. And so Nick is a man of the streets. He talks to everybody, businesses, people on the street, homeless people. And so Nick has been trying to keep me up to speed. And what I know is we had Tanessa on our show 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. And
yes, we did.
Yes. And it's funny is as soon as there is accusations of financial malfeasance, there's like a wall that goes up and nobody wants to show you what's going on. And Tanessa on our show laid out pretty concisely what she's seen. And from a layman's point of view, it did seem that there was some shenanigans being played by city management and the council may not have knowingly known about it. So now she's trying to get this thing out, and there's this protest, I guess is what the word would be. And it's our money. Just open the darn books. Give us, we give you the dollar so you can spend it on other things and people and salary. So just open it up. And if Tanessa is wrong, the facts will come clear. But if she's right, then let's fix the problem. And so I'm giving Tanessa, because Nick and I have been a little hard on Tanessa based on the run for the city council and all that crap. But I must be honest, my opinion is changing positively, because having her on the show, she really seemed to be doing what she's supposed to be doing as a city council person, in my opinion.
And that's what we discussed earlier, that it's not easy being a city. You know, a lot of times this isn't Mayberry, and we're no longer living in the Mayberry times. With Andy as the sheriff.
Andy and Opie.
It's not like that anymore. I mean, we're talking about significant salaries. We're talking about significant expenditures. They had to vote on $675,000 going to Advance Reading to keep the Civic Hall open. I mean, even though Advance Reading has spent, you know, a couple million dollars on the facility, they're in trouble right now. And, you know, it all started during COVID.
Yeah.
And so then you think to yourself, well, do we need that? Do we need an auditorium, a civic auditorium? And I think we do. And it's not just for Cool April Nights or the July 4th celebration. I think, you know, a city needs to have a center that people can come here to. Now, is that the best, you know, and they, you know, they bring in acts, you know, of course, musical acts and all that. But one of the things we found out that there's one organization, one booking organization that controls most of these acts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
And from a pretty good source. And that if, you know, somebody that wants to come here to Reading, but they're playing in Sacramento, they will not let them come to Reading. Because
they want to draw to Sacramento.
They want to draw to Sacramento.
Yep.
And so, you know, they run into problems like that. They have had other ones. They had a real big name that was going to be here. It was during Cool April Nights. It's the only time they could do it. Well, it's for Cool April Nights. They've got the Civic.
Yeah.
For that time frame. So those things happen. But the question then is, are they doing it as smart as, say, somebody else that might come in and have an idea? You know, maybe it's a big company that wants to use the Civic.
Well, now, I heard, and I'm speaking out of turn.
And you're going to tell me this as soon as we get back from this break.
Fair enough.
All right, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Keep a lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Reading Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Okay, what's the name of that one?
Billy Joel. Billy Joel.
Yep. Oh, what?
Pressure.
You know, Billy Joel, we can sing We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, I am here. Wait, welcome back to the show. 8:50 in the morning here on the 4th of September, our last segment here. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is scheduled to join us if there's still Congress tomorrow. You know what? For somebody that's a congressman and he usually has to, you know, he has to call in and all these, that he has missed very few shows.
Yeah.
He always gets on, you know, and I appreciate that. Not so much that I agree with everything he says or that, but the fact is he is reaching out and he can give us some background on some of these things, you know, that's happening. On the other hand, you would think, okay, you're in Congress, but if you're not on that committee, you're not up on what's happening in that committee because you've already got, you're on three other committees. And I always find that kind of, I said, yeah, but you know, don't you have lunch together and you say, hey, this is what we did today. Maybe they don't.
I don't think they
I'm
do.
Here, but I'm here with Doug Jenke. And one thing, and we're going to talk about it more, but on September 20th, they're having an open house at the Wild Horse Sanctuary. If you've not been out there, it's a great place to take your kids, your grandkids, and go up there and see this. They're doing great work. They're keeping these animals alive. And, you know, like everything else, we want to raise the money for them to be able to continue this. Otherwise, where are these 200-plus horses and 50-plus burros going to go?
Well, you know, historically what happened, how this all started, is Diane, oddly enough, was working with the government to round up animals. And so she was back in the day rounding up these things because she was promised that they were going to be taken care of. And that turned out not to be true. The government rounded them up and we're going to send them to kill pens.
That was a long time ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's 47 years ago.
Yeah.
And so Diane took 86 of them on 11 acres
in
Fall River Mills and Old Alturas area. And that's how this whole started. And it was her attempt to kind of save American history because they, if you go to, Fernley and outside of Reno up in Virginia City, they're still roaming around out there, but we literally just took 11 from that area because a developer was developing a subdivision. And the horses were coming into the subdivision and pooping and do what horses do, eating the landscaping. So they rounded up 11 of them. And so this is kind of a history of the American West is the horse. And these are genuine wild Mustangs. Many of them still have the brands. And it's the goal of the sanctuary is just kind of preserve I guess, Old West tradition of having horses for people to
see.
Well,
there are still, I mean, and this goes on. This is not just something, this is a daily, monthly, weekly thing. We've got so many Mustangs or feral horses.
Feral horses.
Feral horses. And because, you know, if you look at it in reality, they may be been roaming once some of these herds for 150 years, but they were, you know, that's because they were brought here at some point. So, we were just involved with the, Oregon Teen Challenge where they take Mustangs and they keep them for 90 days or 100 days and then they put them through a, events.
Like an
to show
demonstration.
People. Yeah, a demonstration. And then they auction these horse, these Mustangs off. Well, let me tell you, Belinda Brookings was here, former Miss Reading Rodeo. A horse that she had, that she got from the department, sold for $6,500.
Yeah.
Somebody bought a Mustang, $22,000, because I was looking at I was thinking, well, could this be a good place to pick up a horse that's got, you know, that picks up its feet, it loads, you know, and you can ride it.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be green broke, but still you can ride it and saddle it and, you know, clean its hooves. $22,000. Now, the next biggest one, I think, was 12, and then there's another one for 10. But they all were going, you know, 3,500, 9,000, things like this. And it gives these horses great homes, and it also publicizes the fact that there are really good horses in these pens.
You know, what's funny is I'm not a horse person. I'm a horse power person. I make my fun on the racetrack at 100 plus miles an hour. So I'm not a horse person, but I've learned over the years. And the thing with the Mustang is it's a very strong breed, and we didn't have a lot of inbreeding in the group there. And actually, we've now been able to not have any breeding because we're a rescue. Whereas like quarter horses and stuff suffer like hip problems and this and that. And I didn't know any of this. And so that's one of the things with the Mustang is Lizzie's told me and other people who visit us is that they're actually a really strong breed of horse.
They are.
They just don't get
injured
very much.
They don't live out in the wild. If there's something wrong with their hooves, if they become lame, if there's something genetically wrong with that horse, they don't live.
No.
They'll die out there.
Yeah.
That's why you've got horses, they have bigger hooves and are like iron.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, and especially up there, we've got the volcanic rock from Lassen. And so these guys are walking on rock all over the place. And so
it doesn't mean that they don't do stupid things like bite each other's ear off.
Oh.
But, or kick each other.
This morning on my run back from my project that I was thinking of to my house, which ended up being about a third of a mile run just to get to my house, I hear these two horses out in the field, just going crazy at each other. And they were rearing up like a Western movie and they turn around and they're kicking each other. I mean, it's really quite interesting to watch the dynamic of what these horses do to each
on
other.
That Modoc tribe ride on that last day there. And, we had two horses been standing together. You know, I mean, they're separated, but they're all in the high line for 3 days. On the fourth day, the mare turns and just pummels this gelding next to her.
Yep.
He couldn't get away, and she was just firing. And, you know, we ran over there, and John took one. I grabbed her and moved her around. And as soon as we came up, I mean, she was not wild or crazy to me, but there was something that set her off. And that horse that she did, the veterinarian, we have a vet out there, came out and said, well, it's like he was in a heavyweight fight. And so he's not going to ride back. So they just trailered him back. And, but he would no, you know, long-term injuries or anything. He just had gotten, I mean, there were hoof marks all over him before we could break him up.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, if you put that in comparison, these horses, when they double barrel backwards, if you were standing there, you are dead. It's virtually an instantaneous, you are dead. These guys kick each other and you can hear the like thump halfway across this 50 acre field. And they just walk away. They're tough. They're really tough animals.
Now, do they adopt any horses out of there?
We used to do a much bigger adoption program because we actually would have babies. We've now been able to sniff all the stallions, so we're not producing babies. We're not really adopting the horses out, but there is an adoption program for the burros. And if somebody is interested, go to wildhorsesanctuary.org. Every year, my wife will pick out six burros. And then she has the interns and volunteers, and they gentle them. They get them to where you can halter, lift the feet, feed them, pet them, love them, and load them.
Yeah.
And in those cases, yeah. So we're not really doing the horses anymore because we're trying to keep the herd kind of where it's at. It's a good balance for 5,000 acres, believe it or not. But the burros, like you said, they're great watch animals. They're just big, giant dogs.
They are. And if you've never seen it, it's funny. And you don't want one burro. You want two.
Oh, yeah.
Frankly, because they're herd animals, and you get a couple burros together, and they're going to keep the grass down, but they will guard your property.
Well, we have, obviously, being that we live out there, we have a bunch of coyotes. And so from our house, we can see coyotes within, I don't know,
I can handle
300 to 500 feet.
I can handle that for you.
Well, my wife prohibits me from handling it because we're on a sanctuary, but the burros will chase these guys, and it's hilarious to see a coyote running away like Wile E. Coyote in the cartoon, and a burro's chasing after him. It's pretty hilarious.
It's not one burro.
Oh, no, because one will take off, and then the others are like, well, what is Bob doing? And they all run off towards him.
Oh, it's Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
There they go. Hey, Doug, this is the first time I think we've talked a long time about the sanctuary, and I can't, you know, I would just like to thank you and your wife. And I know Liz worked so hard on this, and for providing, you know, this is something else that we have up here that people don't realize, that on September 20th, you can come out there and get, you know, the whole enchilada at one time, see the horses, and there's some beautiful horses out there.
Oh, man, they've got everything. And just for context, when you come through the gate, you can drive 3 linear miles and still be on the same property. That's how big this place is, and it's a gem of the North State. So come on up and take a look.
Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
And tomorrow, like I said, Congressman LaMoffitt is scheduled. I'm going to reach out to his scheduler today, but they go through people back in the congressional offices. They change people in there like I change magazines in a firefight. You know, so when you've got the same one for 6, 7, 8 months, you're in tall cotton there. So anyway, people, have a good day. This is the last triple-digit day it looks like we're going to have, and it starts going down tomorrow and next Tuesday and Wednesday and probably Monday. We're going to have some showers, and the temperatures are going to be in the 70s. So get ready. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.